Now in your textbook you're not going to find much to read on the electric double layer. This is where you head to the readings, and if you want to carry it further than what's in the readings, then head to reserve, where there's a special little book on colloids. Now the effect then of adding that counter ion to solution to reduce the electric potential, we can now break down at the level of the Gibbs free energy, which is the overall energy of a reaction. We can look at that Gibbs free energy to try and understand what the effect of adding the counter ion has been. So here we've got a stable colloid, and what's keeping it stable is the balance between electrostatic repulsion, which is in the black, and van der Waals attraction, which is in the green. Now van der Waals attraction is the weakest of all attractive forces, and it exists between all particles. So the balance between that repulsion and the van der Waals is given in red, and as you can see, as the particle comes towards the surface, we're looking at the variation in electric potential, and we can see that the Gibbs free energy term has got a maximum at this point here. That maximum ensures that if you're bringing two particles together, there will be a repulsive well, and generally speaking, then the particles roll back down this direction here. So the overall Gibbs free energy then is what's being looked at when we're bringing our particles together. And because we've got a repulsive barrier as we come in towards the surface that's dominating over the attractive term, then the size of this hill is actually what keeps the particles apart. Now if we throw our high concentration of our counter ion into solution, what that does, it leaves alone the van der Waals term in green, but it dramatically reduces this repulsive term here, the electrostatic repulsive term. As you can see, this now drops away very steeply. When we sum between that repulsive term and the attractive term, we've now got no protective Gibbs free energy barrier holding these things apart. So as the particles come together, it's purely attractive. They stick together, precipitate out of solution. So periodically, I will ask a question on the electric double layer, the